אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
We're reading in the writings of the Baal of Baal Salam, page 191 in the Hebrew edition, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah from item 130. You can find the study material on kabbalahgroup.info and in the Arvut system, and you can send your questions there. The writings of Baal Salam, page 191 in the Hebrew edition, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 130.
Maybe we'll start from 127. That's the beginning of this, the clothing of the Patsufim of Atzilut.
We continue from
127.
The order of their clothing of each other and on Patsuf Ak is that Patsuf Atik of Atzilut, although it emerged from the Rosh of Sag of Ak, it still cannot clothe from the Pe of Sag of Ak downward, but only below the Tabu. Since above the Tabu of Ak, it is considered the first restriction, and it is called Akudim. And since Partsuf Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, the second restriction does not control it. So it should have been worthy of clothing above the Tabu of Ak, but since the second restriction had already been established in its Pe of Rosh for the rest of the Partsufim of Atzilut, from it downward, it can only clothe from the Tabu of Ak downward. Thus, the level of Atik begins at the Tabu of Ak and ends equally with the Raglaim of Ak, that is, above the point of this world. This is so because of its own Partsuf. Yet because of its connection to the rest of the Partsufim of Atzilut, from whose perspective it is regarded as consisting of the second restriction too, in that respect, it is considered that it's Raglaim and above the Parsa of Atzilut, since the Parsa is the new Siyum of the second restriction, as written in item 68.
That's okay, right? Okay, next.
Item 128. The second Partsuf in the new Ma, called Arich Anpin, which was emanated and emerged from the Pe of Rosh of Atik, its level begins from the place of its emergence, meaning from the Pe of Rosh of Atik, and clothes the Zat of Atik, which end above the Parsa of Atzilut. And the third Partsuf called Abba Ve'ima, which were emanated from the Pe of Rosh of Arich Anpin, they begin from the Pe of Rosh of Arich Anpin and end above the Tabu of Arich Anpin. The Zon begin at the Tabu of Arich Anpin and end equally with the Siyum of Arich Anpin, meaning above Parsa of Atzilut.
Yeah, we've been through this already.
Item 129. You should know that each level of these five Partsufim of Numa emerged, sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nekudim, which became its Nukva. Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gal of Nekudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgal Tavenaim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called the anterior vessels. In the Katnut of Nekudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is, Galgal Tavenaim and Nikve Enaim. And the bottom half of each one, which is called the Chap, and descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Parzuf Atik of the new Ma took the upper half of Keter from the vessels of Nechudim, as well as the upper half of Chochma Bina, Chub, and the seven roots of Zat incorporated in the Gar of Nechudim. These became a Parzuf Nukva to Atik of the new Ma, and joined with one another. They are called Ma and Bon of Atik of Atzilut, since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nekudim that joined it are called Bon. And they are positioned face and back, Atik of Ma at the anterior and Atik of Bon in its posterior.
Do you have anything to ask about that?
Yes. Ask the crash.
Yes. Okay, so read it again.
129 again. You should know that each level of these five parzufim of the new Ma emerged. It sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nekudim, which became its nukva. Thus, when Parzuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the gar of Nekudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgalta Ve'enayim in them, which emerged during their katnut, called anterior vessels. In the katnut of Nekudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them. That is Galgalta Ve'enayim and Nikve'enayim, and the bottom half of each one, which is called the Achap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Parzuf Atik of the Numa took the upper half of Keter from the vessels of Nekudim, as well as the upper half of Chub, and the seven roots of Zat incorporated in the Gar of Nekudim. These became a Parzuf of Nukva to Atik of the new Ma, and joined with one another. They are called Ma and Bon of Atik of Atzilut. Since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nekudim that joined it are called Bon, they are positioned face and back, Atik of Ma at the anterior and Atik of Bon in its posterior.
Yeah, so what were the questions here? Yes, Owen.
It
describes here how the Parzufim of Atzilut take vessels from Nekudim, which become the quality of Nukva to them.
Yeah.
From the vessels of Nekudim, what's required in this kind of connection? What's the condition for a broken Parzuf in Nekudim will become a nukva of a correcting Parzuf from Atzilut?
That against it, there's a Parzuf in Atzilut which it can scrutinize and connect to it and receive from it lights that will make the correct scrutinies in it, and then it will be able to resurrect itself correctly and connect to that Parzuf of Nekudim and correct itself in this way, correct the shattering.
To
be a Parzuf of Nukva worthy or qualified to receive a male Parzuf from Atzilut, what does it mean to be a Nukva type of Parzuf?
That it has deficiencies that the male Parzuf can take and raise it to that same degree, whichever it's able to ascend to, and whatever it wants to ascend to, then it can receive lights from there. And those lights will correct it and connect it to the source.
But it's broken, isn't it?
But by the upper one taking care of it, it will be corrected.
Inside the shattering, are there already preparations for the desire to be corrected?
If it feels a shattering, so from that it already wants to be corrected. Yes, Itzik, what do you want so much?
Parzuf Atik takes vessels from Nikudim, of Galgalta Ve'naim of Nikudim.
Yeah.
And they become like the Ahab of Atik. How can the vessels of Galgalta Ve'naim who did not break but were cancelled can now function as Ahab?
The vessels of Atik. What do you say about them?
That they add to themselves vessels of Nekudim, that were Galgalta Ve'naim in Nekudim, that did not break, but were cancelled.
Yeah.
And now they have the role of Ahab, being Ahab. That's like a totally different type of vessel.
No.
How can it be that vessels that used to be Galgalta Ve'naim of Nikudim now become vessels of Ahab of Nikudim? So they're totally different role, supposedly.
I don't
get it exactly. I don't get it. I can't answer that. It's not working out.
Maybe it's not working out at me.
No, I feel that I'm not exactly all right. Okay, yes.
How can it be that Atik takes different parts from the world of Nekudim and suddenly it becomes one partsuf that works as a nukva?
It's
not necessarily 10 sefirot here, what is taken from Nekudim, right?
Okay, yeah.
So
what is this partsuf, which sounds like a hodgepodge of?
It takes different parts of the world of Nikudim and connects it to one partsuf.
Who does this action? The connection into one partsuf.
In truth, the Rosh of Sag.
And what does it mean that they are in panim and achor, and face and back?
That's already the type of connection between them, that in this way, gradually, they come to correct the shattering in order to make the potsufim connect to one another.
And what does it mean that the male is in the anterior? How come not both of them are in posterior? What is the meaning of anterior here?
Face means bestowal and back means receiving, usually.
Mac free. Mac free.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот 129 пункт, второй абзац. Он пишет, что взял себе верхнюю половину кетера, верхнюю половину хуб, а также
seven roots of zat. Here, when he speaks of roots, which parts is he referring to?
Seven ktarim. That he takes for its own scrutiny.
Ну, то есть тоже верхняя часть парцуфов.
Кетер, но вода из...
But it's also the top part of the parцуф.
А почему он здесь делит тогда? Вот он говорит, что...
Why does it divide it here? It says, from the top it takes only half, and from the bottom seven it takes all of them.
He takes whatever he can take for correction. That's why he takes kete or galgal ta'naim or all of the ten sfirot. It all depends on what we're discussing, the size of the potsuf.
Woman Turki 2.
Selamlar Raf. Bunlar yüz ve sırt olarak düzenlenmişlerdir. Panim'de Ma'nın atiği ve Ahur'unda Bon'un atiği yazıyor. Burada yüz ve sırt ne demek?
The end of 129, it says that they are face to back, atik of Ma and atik of Ma in the front part and atik of Bon in the back part. What is the meaning of face and back?
אז אני לא הבנתי שאלה.
So I don't get the question then.
She says, what is face and what is back? Anterior and posterior, when you talk about Atik of mind, Atik of bone.
Face is usually Galgal Te'anayim, and the back is usually the Achav.
Beseder?
Okay.
Tov. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот обычно мы учим, что взаимодействие нижнего парцуфа с высшего, это когда...
Typically we learn that the mutual relationship between the lower and the upper is that the malchut of the upper one becomes the keter of the lower one. But here you say that the achap of the upper one becomes the nukva of atik of atzilut. How can the upper parcuf become the nukva of the lower parcuf?
It's corrections, that's why it all depends on the raising of the man of the lower one. As much as the lower one demands, the upper one must make a corrected potsuf from itself and then correct the lower one too.
Ken,
what?
They ask, how do we identify a male potsuf and a nukva?
Who's bestowing and who's receiving? Okay. Where are we?
We are in item 130.
Please.
Uparzuf Arich Anpin de Ma Chadash.
Uparzuf Arich Anpin of the new Ma, which emerged at the level of Chokhmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter of Nekudim, which are the Achap of Keter, which during the Katnut were at the degree below Keter. That is, in Chochma and Bina of Nekudim. And it became a Nukva to the Arich Anpin of the new Ma, and they joined with one another. And they are positioned right and left. Arich Anpin of Ma, which is the male, stands on the right, and Arich Anpin of Bon, which is the Nukva, stands on the left. The reason why Parzuf Atik of Ma did not take the lower half of Keter of Nekudim is that since Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the anterior vessels of the Gal of Nekudim, in whom no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so at the bottom half of Keter, the Achap that were fallen in Chub during the Katnut, and afterwards during the Gadlut, they rose from Chub and joined the Keter of Nekudim. And afterwards, at the time of the breaking of the vessels, they fell from the Keter of Nekudim once more and were revoked. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and revocation, and are therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Arich Anpin of Ma took them.
And in this way, they correct themselves. Okay. Well, and let's keep going.
131.
The new parzuf of Abba ve'ima, which are the level of Bina, sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chub of Nekudim, which are the Achap of Chub, that fell in the Zat of Nekudim during the Katnut. But afterward, during the Gadlut of Nekudim, they ascended and joined Chub of Nekudim. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell once more to the Zat of Nekudim and were revoked. And Abba ve'ima of Ma sorted them into being their Nukva.
And
they are called Zat, the bottom seven of Chokhmah, and Vat, the lower six of Bina, of Bon, since Chesed of Bina remained with the Gal of Chub of Bon in Partsuf Atik, and only the Vat from Gvoa downward remained at the bottom half of Bina. It follows that the male of Abba ve'ima is the level of Bina of Ma, and the Nukva of Abba ve'ima is the Zat of Chub of Bon. And they were positioned on the right and on the left. Abba ve'ima on Ma on the right and Abba ve'ima of Bon on the left. And Yersut of Ma, which are the Zat of Abba ve'ima, took the Malchuts of Chub and Bon.
In this way, they share, they divide the corrections between them, all the parts of Atzilut.
132. Parzuf Zon of the new Ma, at the level of Vak and Nekuda, sorted and connected themselves to themselves the anterior vessels of Zat of Nekudim out of their shattering in Bia. That is the Galgalta Venaim of Zat of Nekudim, and they became the Nukva to the Zon of Ma and stand on the right and on the left. Zon of Ma on the right and Zon of Bon on the left.
And in this way, it's organized. All the shattered vessels against all the vessels of Abia, these have to connect those and fill them.
Yeah,
and last one.
133. Thus, we have explained the Ma and Bon in the five Partsufim of Atzilut, the five levels of the new Ma that emerged in the world of Atzilut, sorted the old vessels and that worked at the time of Nekudim, and made them into a Nukva called Bon. Bon of Atik were made and established from the upper half of the Gal of Nekudim. Bon of Arichanpin, Abba ve'ima, were sorted and established from the bottom half of the Gal of Nekudim, which served them during the Gadlut of Nekudim and were revoked once again. Bon of Zon were sorted and established from the anterior vessels that emerged during the Katnut of Nekudim, which during the Gadlut fell along with their posterior vessels.
And this is how we see that all the levels that were shattered start organizing, and then the Patsufim of Atzilut start, they come and take them as a part of them, each one of them, each and every one, and they start correcting them.
No.
Yeah.
Parzuf keter de nekudim, ze rosh de
itlapshut. Parzuf keter of nekudim, is it a rosh of clothing, itlapshut?
Parzuf keter de nekudim.
Keter of nekudim. It's a rosh of clothing. Yeah, you could say that.
So how can a goof come out of it? There shouldn't be a goof coming out of a rosh of clothing.
It depends what it's connecting. It depends what it's connecting.
Ken.
Yep.
תודה רבה. יש פה שאלה. בכל ה...
Question here.
נו, אנחנו התחלנו בקוף כך תת, כן?
We started with 129. In each letter, each item, it starts like this. That it's sorted and connected. Then it says sorted and connected. In male, female, and then plural.
יש שינוי, מי פועל?
So there's a question, there's a change. Who's doing these actions? Of sorting and connecting to itself, or sorting and connecting to others?
Either he talks about a degree or a partsuf.
Chibur ben partsufim abayim.
Or connecting between the partsufim abayim ha'ishsut zon.
So who's doing the action? Why someone
who's activating the Patsufim?
Yes.
The upper light.
And
when he writes that she sort took and connected.
Yeah, so it's a degree. The degree of Abba'ima, let's say, Yishud, Zon.
When we are learning about this, ultimately it's the role of the Kabbalist to perform such actions. He's taking and sorting and connecting.
He doesn't give it to the Kabbalist to do, no. He says that these are the Partsufim that in this way they are in the starting point of Atzilut. Afterwards they correct the shattered vessels.
But when he writes that they connect, it's a result of the entire item, says that they connected one with the other.
Yeah, this is right and left.
How can vessels connect through what?
Through their common screen. Let's say Abba Ve'ima. When they connect, so Ima gets impregnated from Abba and then gives birth to Zon.
So the connection of the vessels, when he takes all different types of vessels into one action, this is the meaning of connected together?
Not exactly like you want to say it simply, but yes.
So
he writes that he needs to take the vessels, sort the vessels, and connect the vessels. That's the order?
Yes.
Beersheba.
Maybe it's a trivial question and I missed something. The matter of corrections, where an upper partsuf clothes and the lower partsuf. Everything, the correction of the vessels is done through the incorporation of both of them and building a common screen, or is there an additional parameter at work here?
Yes, there's a lot of other things, but that's the main way it works. That one partsuf clothes on another, or the records clothe in the partsuf.
And the zivug has to always be with the upper partsuf in the pervosh, in order to rise.
The zivug, the coupling, is always in the pervosh, even though we say it happens in Nigve Naim and the Chazen, we could say, but it's still only to show where it is compared to what it, where it was. But the coupling is always in the peh. That's where the screen is. Anyway, in any case, whether it's a big patsuf or small patsuf, impregnation and yenika, suckling, doesn't matter. The zivug is always in the peh. Just we stated that it supposedly stands in different places in order to show that it goes through changes.
Thank you.
Kiev 1.
Тут, з одної сторони, ми учимо, що Ацилути справляє...
On the one hand, we learned that А с другой стороны, Ацилут corrects the Ахап of Nekudim. On the other hand, it says that Bone of Atik was created and was corrected from the upper part of Gar of Nekudim, meaning that Nekudim corrects Bone of Atik. How is that? On the one hand, it's this, and on the other hand, it's that.
Because Atik supposedly doesn't belong to Atzilut at all. It's called Atik from the word Ne'etak, meaning separate, that its root comes from above, from the world of Nikudim. And it... It's placed between Ak to Atzilut in order to be the connector between the two worlds.
А что значит вообще, когда Ацилут исправляет что-то? В частности,
what
когда
does
он
исправляет Ахаб Денекудим? Ацилут corrects something, especially when it corrects Ахаб of Nekudim. What does it do?
It connects the shattered vessels to its Potsuf. And from its Potsuf, it could be that it passes it to other Potsufim that are in its authority. And then those Rishibot, those parts, connect together and get corrected.
Ну, а вообще вот принцип исправления, вот то, что мы можем из этого выучить, как вот
principle of the correction, what we can learn from it. How does the correction happen? How can we correct anything?
We need to connect between us and to connect to the Creator and to ask of Him for a correction. And then we'll see as much as whether we're able to or not take parts and correct them of the shattered vessels or not correct them, and as much as the upper light corrects them or explains what we need to do with these vessels and gives us forces, gives us directions in what to do. And in this way, more and more, we become partners with the Creator. It'll come. This is actually... There's more things to learn here, but the main thing is that when we're studying, we're incorporating in one another and with these spiritual actions, and then gradually it starts clarifying in us.
Okay. Ну, вот индикация того, что вот раскрылось, скажем, какое-то разбитое состояние.
The
вот
indication
того, что мы его исправили.
For how now a broken state was revealed. How do we know that we corrected it?
Индикация, что אנחנו
indication that we
тиканно это мацав.
Have corrected a state, it's when parts of the state can join what was already corrected, incorporate in our vessels, and participate in the correction.
Ну, то есть, как бы тут должен быть какой-то ответ Творца на это, да, какое-то понимание, что вот он сейчас действует, мы присоединяемся.
Be an answer from the Creator to this. Understanding that he's working, that we connected to it, to him?
Yeah, that's a common work between us and the Creator.
Технически мне все понятно. Мне вот если практически, если мы в десятке, не имея ни экрана, ни телим, а будем поднимать хисароны товарищи, можно сказать, что мы можем таким же образом уже исправлять наши желания получать на желание
отдавать.
When we in the ten want to raise a deficiency for correction, the common correction between us that we want to be connected, and from that connection we want that all the vessels that need corrections will incorporate in us and will rise with them into the upper correction. So through that, we gradually correct the vessels from easy to difficult, from light to heavy. Queens.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут вопрос. Все парцуфы мира Ацилут, если они не получают...
All the parzufim of the world of Ацилут.
Они не приходят в совершенство.
If they don't receive Nukva from Nikudim, they don't reach their wholeness?
Yes. One who does not feel his broken vessels has nothing to correct. He doesn't feel he has anything to correct.
Тогда Раф получается, что Ацилут это более модернизированное.
So it turns out that Ацилут
того же Никудим
is a more corrected system of Никудим.
H. Esser.
Ken, yes.
Тогда מה שעכשיו ענית על החבר.
What you just answered the friend. You said we need to connect between us. And also
correction,
ask for a correction. For connection between us. And I understood other three things you said. One is to work with the friends. Two is to, after you work with the friends, we have to bring the Creator into this work. And three, we, from all this type of work, we have to reach the prayer of the many, that he will do it and not us, and now, not later. Did I understand that correctly or not?
You will scrutinize it and figure out if you understood it or not. Why are you taking our time? So we will scrutinize for you your state. You don't do that. You need to scrutinize your own personal state and correct it.
Baruch. Yofi.
Clear? Good. Let's go to the next part.
Next part of the lesson.